In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Orthodox Church, in the epistle reading, we read from Romans 5. Now this passage from Romans 5 is a beautiful passage, one which has much to do with our life in Christ. And I want to go through part of this passage today so that to the best of our ability and with God's help, we can have a better understanding of this passage from an Orthodox Christian perspective. In Romans 5, we hear from St. Paul that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. It's a beautiful statement by St. Paul, as he tells us that it is Jesus Christ who gives us peace with God. But this may also sound strange, peace with God. That begs the question, is God wrathful against his creation? Well, we would certainly say that he is not, right? From the Christian perspective, the wrath of God is nothing more than the allowance of wrongs upon us so that we and others may be turned back and healed. Think of the story of the prodigal son. It's only when the prodigal son finds himself in a pen with pigs eating their food that he comes to his senses. Rather, Christ gives us peace with God because Christ is the way back to God. In our sin, we become enemies with God, not because God gets angry with us. God is passionless, as St. John Chrysostom says, but rather because in sinning, we have loved darkness rather than light, as Christ says in John 3:19. But what's more, Christ is not only the one who gives us peace, but also grace, grace in which we stand, St. Paul tells us. But what is grace? Grace is the very working of God in our lives. Let me repeat that. Grace is the very working of God in our lives. Grace is God's condescension towards us. It's his entrance into our lives and his work in our life. In Ephesians 4:29, St. Paul remarks that good and edifying words impart grace unto those that hear them. So grace can be seen as the edification, the enlightenment, and even the joy that comes when God dwells in us. We cannot force God's grace upon us, but we do have access or approach and come near grace by our faith, as St. Paul says today. Now, faith is another one of those big words, right? But it's also understood just as faithfulness. This is often misconstrued in many denominations today. But simply put, faith is loyalty to a person and trust in them. Faith is fidelity, often as a response to who they are and what they have done, or what we have heard that they have done. It's a response to the gospel, the good news, the evangelion. And that's another great big word that has an amazing meaning that I'll tell you about another time in another serving. But remember that, evangelion, it's an amazing word as well. And it doesn't mean what you probably think it means, actually. But this can be seen in all the times that Christ heals an individual on account of their faith. Their faithfulness can be seen. It isn't just one's belief in God, because as James says, even the demons believe and the demons tremble. But it is one's relentless persistence of Christ that displays their faith. Perhaps the best image of this is with the woman with the issue of blood. The image is that of her reaching out to touch just the hem of Jesus' garment. This is faith. It's a faithful trust and a faithful loyalty. It has to do with endurance. That's why we don't oppose faith and works, because part of our faith is faithfulness, which takes work. St. Isaac the Syrian implies as much in his ascetical homilies, where he speaks of the man who endures wrongs, even when he has the power to rebuke them, as being one who has received from God the consolation of his faith. So endurance is a part of faith. St. Paul says as much in Hebrews when he equates Christ's passion with faithfulness, saying that Christ, our high priest, was faithful to him who appointed him, his Father, right? Christ's passion was an act of faith and faithfulness towards the Father. It was a perfect act of faith. We are called to do the same. That's why in Romans 4, St. Paul tells us that righteousness also comes to the Gentiles, who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Faith is a walk. Abraham took steps of faith, St. Paul says. Yes, we are saved by grace through faith, as St. Paul says, but it is not a one-off event in the past. We can lose our faith just as we can gain it and just as we walk in it. So faith is a walk. Now we'll see this especially in the saints, right? Remember, the image of Christ and his church is that of a bride and a bridegroom. St. Paul speaks about this at length in Ephesians, and it's all over the four Gospels as well as Revelation. And those who are part of the bridegroom, a part of the church, are those who overcome, those who are victorious. The word in Greek is nikon. It's actually the overcoming ones, the ones overcoming. So again, faith is a walk. Abraham had to overcome much. His faith was tested. So do all the saints. Oftentimes, they have to first overcome themselves, their own shortcomings, their own passions. And by God's grace, this is how we come to be justified or made right in faith. To the church in Ephesus at the beginning of Revelation, Christ tells John to write that they have left their first love, they have forgotten their first love, and that they have fallen. And how does Christ tell them to turn back? First, he says to remember from where they have fallen, remember their former estate, and then to repent, to have a change of self, and to do the first works, that is, to renew their patient endurance and loyalty to Christ, which they have lost and which Christ loved about them. Faith here is seen as relational. It isn't blind allegiance, but a total commitment to someone else, in this case, Christ. It's a transcendent relationship in the fact that it transcends us. It transcends ourselves and our selfishness. This is how St. Paul can say, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Faith is the total embodiment of Christ in our lives through our devotion and faithfulness and fidelity to him. In a few days, we will celebrate the feast of Saints Peter and Paul and all the apostles. These two saints were a total embodiment of this idea. Their faithfulness to Christ went beyond themselves. They built up the faithful in Christ, exhorting them in their writings and in their deeds. They walked in the steps of faith of the righteous Abraham, building up the church of Christ and ultimately being martyred for their faith. St. Augustine, in commentating on this feast, that's how old the feast is, that St. Augustine has a commentary on it, right? Notes how Christ first walked the path of a new life. The path before Christ was grievous and thorny and hard. But then Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, passed over this path, making it new. As did his daring apostles, St. Augustine says, especially Peter and Paul, then the martyrs, and now even children walk this path, aided by Christ and the great cloud of witnesses. This is a beautiful image into the lived faith of the church, the bride of Christ. May we walk this well-worn path in faith and fidelity, looking to Christ, aided by the saints. May we have the prayers of the apostles as we finish the course of this Apostles' Fast and look forward to the celebration of their devout lives in only a few days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.